Knowing God personally. What does it take to begin a relationship with God? Wait for lightning to strike? Devote yourself to unselfish religious deeds? Become a better person so that God will accept you? None of these. God has made it very clear in the Bible how we can know Him. The following four principles will explain how you can personally begin a relationship with God right now. Principle 1. God loves you and offers a wonderful plan for your life. God created you. Not only that, He loves you so much that He wants you to know Him now and spend eternity with Him. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life." Jesus came so that each of us could know and understand God in a personal way. Jesus alone can bring meaning and purpose to life. But what keeps us from knowing God? Principle 2. All of us sin, and our sin has separated us from God. We sense that separation, that distance from God because of our sin. The Bible tells us that all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Deep down, our attitude may be one of active rebellion or passive indifference toward God and his ways, but it's all evidence of what the Bible calls sin. The result of sin in our lives is death, spiritual separation from God. Although we may try to get close to God through our own effort, we inevitably fail. There is a distance, a huge gap between us and God, and our efforts to reach God, like doing good things for others, religious rituals, trying to be a good person, etc., they don't work. The problem is that none of these good efforts actually cover up our sin or remove it. Our sin is known by God and stands as a barrier between us and Him. Further, the Bible says that the penalty for sin is death. We would be eternally separated from God except for what God did for us. So, how can we have a personal relationship with God? Principle 3. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sin for us. He now offers us complete forgiveness and a close relationship with Him. Jesus Christ took all of our sins, knowing everything we have ever done or will do, and suffered and paid for them with His life on the cross. Jesus died for us in our place. He did this out of His tremendous love for us. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, our sin doesn't have to separate us from God any longer. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. By Him all things were created. Jesus not only died for our sin, He rose from the dead. When He did, He proved beyond doubt that He can rightfully promise eternal life, that He is the Son of God and the only means by which we can know God. That is why Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Instead of trying harder to reach God, He tells us how we can begin a relationship with Him right now. Jesus says, "Come to me. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." It was Jesus' love for us that caused Him to endure the cross, and He now invites us to come to Him that we might begin a personal relationship with God. But just knowing what Jesus has done for us and what He is offering us is not enough. To have a relationship with God, we need to welcome Him into our life. Principle 4. We must individually accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. The Bible says, "Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." We accept Jesus by faith. The Bible says, "God saved you by His special favor when you believed." And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. Accepting Jesus means believing that Jesus is the Son of God, who He claimed to be, then inviting Him to guide and direct our lives. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And here is Jesus' invitation. He said, "I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Would you like to respond to His invitation? You can receive Christ right now. Here's how. The precise words you use to commit yourself to God are not important. He knows the intentions of your heart. If you are unsure of what to pray, this might help you put it into words. "Jesus, I want to know You. I want You to come into my life. Thank You for dying on the cross for my sin so that I could be fully accepted by You. Only You can give me the power to change and become the person You created me to be. Thank You for forgiving me and giving me eternal life with God. I give my life to You. Please do with it as You wish. Amen." If you sincerely ask Jesus into your life just now, then He has come into your life as He promised. You have begun a personal relationship with God. Please go to startingwithgod.com for helpful ways to grow in your new relationship. If you need to explore further questions about God, please visit everystudent.com.